What's up, guys? Welcome to Do Good Movement. Our purpose here is to make a positive impact in our society through real-life education. The movement comes into play, as you guys know, when you guys share the content to help other people do good just like you. All right, guys, got something under my skin today, so I'm going to get straight to it, and I'm just be as transparent as possible. Now, a lot of you guys want to grow. A lot of you guys want to do better than where you're at today. You want to do financially better. You want to see yourself in a better spot. But your damn actions are showing the same that they did last year, the year before that, the year before that. You have big goals. You have big dreams, but you're still the same damn person you've always been. So tell me how the fuck you're going to get there. Think about it. You want to get that? You want to get here? You want to get here? You want to get to that next level? You want to be dating a better person? You want to have a better relationship? You want to have a better financial income? Whatever the hell it's going to be, you want to become a better leader? You think you're just going to fucking wake up and it's going to show up in your lap? Is that how life works? Is that how you win? You just wake up, you look different, you feel different? That's bullshit. I know we talk, this whole movement's about doing good. Well, look, to do good, sometimes you just have to be real and be transparent, and that's what this episode's exactly about. I want to see you guys do good probably more than you want to do good. I can't fucking help all you guys. I can help the ones that want to go crush it and bring things to the next level and be the best they can be. But you guys that are just expect it, good fucking luck, man. You think all the shit that I've done where I am, it just came? I work my fucking ass off. I still work my ass off, even when I have big things, because it goes away when you stop. Now, how do you get there? Let's talk about solutions, right? First, yeah, dream, visualize, reflect, all these different things I talked about. Listen to read books, listen to podcasts, all that stuff, but none of that stuff means shit unless you do something with it. You got to fucking implement the things you're learning. You got to learn from the people around you and actually take action on it. You could read every damn book in the world. You could listen to every podcast. You go through every school and class, and you could be the lowest damn paid person. You could have the worst relationships, and you could just be a fucking mess. It doesn't take all this stuff, guys. It takes you to take action on it. You know where you're at. You could see the person working next to you. Every day, you could level yourself up with everybody you see. Am I working that hard? Am I a leader like this person? Is my relationship like that? If it's no, 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 what do you need to do? Probably need to go do it, right? So here's the answer. Out fucking work everybody you see. Whether you're paid for it or whether you're not. You guys think that you're just going to get a raise because you've been there for a while? You think that's how it's going to work? You're going to get promoted because you've been there for a while? That's not how shit works. Just because you guys fucking tried yesterday doesn't mean you're going to get rewarded tomorrow. I could tell you what, I could go run fucking 15 miles right now and destroy myself. I will look the fucking same tomorrow. I have to do that every single damn day, and then I'll see results when the results are ready to come to me. When the results believe that I made that fucking change inside of me, that's when I'm going to see the different me. So if you guys actually want to do something and be somebody and do that next thing, you got to go fucking drive the actions, and you got to do every fucking day, even if it's 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years. It doesn't matter. You need to change your behaviors to make the result you want the result to be. Does that make sense? If this doesn't make sense to you, again, good fucking luck. Because I don't know what will. That's not the world we live in. We live in some hard shit that's fluffed up with a lot of bullshit and will lead you guys in the wrong direction. This is as straight as I possibly can be. I have a fucking great life because I worked for it and I believe I fucking deserve it. If I go back and look at all the shit I did, I don't know one fucking person that would go do that I know today. I don't know fucking one. And that's why I'm sitting where I'm sitting at 28 years old by myself right now. You have to sacrifice a lot of shit to become different than where you are today. You got to understand, do you really want that? Now, if you're not willing to sacrifice it, you're not willing to put in the work, you're not willing to work harder than the person next to you, no matter how long it takes, then stop fucking complaining. Don't listen to podcasts like these. Don't listen to shows like these. Just shut the fuck up. Okay? If you guys want to go do it, you want to be there, I better see you fucking working for it. You got you and me right now. We're human. Same fucking people. We just understand two different things. I understand the work, and you just want to talk about how hard it is or why your life's unfair. You could make your life fair. You could do the work, and it's not supposed to be easy. It is fucking hard. It's hard to be in shape. It's hard to be financially well off. It's hard to have good relationships. Fuck, it's hard sometimes to call somebody and say sorry. Call somebody and say I love them. It's all hard. But when you could understand that mentally, that the good shit is hard, you're going to start loving the hard shit because that's where all the good stuff comes from. Everything good in life comes from the hard stuff. Why do you think I'm still working? I don't have to fucking do this. I have a lot of all the cool shit, the shit that everybody wants. You know why I do this? Because now I'm addicted to the hard stuff because I saw what it's done for me. If I go through some more hard stuff, punch me in the face as many fucking times as you want. I like it. I'm going to tell you to hit me harder. Give me the hardest deck of hands you possibly can. Go try to fuck up my business so I could go show you how I'm going to get up from it. I do this shit for myself. It makes me feel good. It builds me stronger. And I'm addicted to it. And when you guys could start accomplishing a couple of these damn steps out in front of you, you will unlock everything you want to unlock. Jeff Bezos or all these other Elon Musk, these rich motherfuckers out there, they ain't rich because they're born rich. They put in the fucking work. I know a lot of people talk shit on Amazon. They're taking over this and that. He fucking deserves it. I agree. I'm sure he's crippling my business a little bit. That guy's fucking thought more than I did, and he worked harder than I did. There's plays out there. There's things that you guys can do. You just got to go do it, and you got to do it more than one day. I think it's probably one of the biggest takeaways because everybody hears hard work, but they'll go and push for an hour. I'm done. I'm good. I worked out yesterday. I'm kind of sore. I don't want to do this again. It's not how it works. Break yourself down all the way to the fucking floor and then show yourself you could get up and go do it. I want to see you guys do good. I want to see you guys happy. And truthfully, that's what will make you happy is fucking running for it and doing everything you can to get there. Do good.